Okay, well, I appreciate the fountain. I'm glad there is a fountain. I want us to go to the Lord in prayer. Diane's gone and tucked the other girl with her to sing. So I guess we'll just let the girls rest this tonight, and she'll be back, I hope, tomorrow or Friday, Saturday, I guess it is. She's supposed to get back. And I want us to pray, and then Brother Gerald's going to come and sing a song for us, then the boys will sing, and then we'll go right ahead of the word. You pray for us, Sam. Everybody pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow down, we pray for the Lord, and we call on the Lord. Our Father, I'm glad that the Lord is not going to come, Lord, we pray for the Lord.
Ricky, he's over in North Carolina in a meeting. Brother Gerald, you come up here. Brother John Gerald, he's over here at the boys' home now. I told him I want him to work these boys all day and sing them all night. I want him to learn to do both. You pray for him as he sings. All right.
First, I'd like to say I thank the Lord that I'm a Christian. I wouldn't trade my position in Christ for any position in the world. Money can't buy happiness, can't buy pleasure, can't buy anything eternal. And I thank the Lord for dying on the cross for my sins so that I could be saved. There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about. They say that people, when they go, can never come back out. They say the fire burns all night. Got the words mixed up. There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about. They say that people, when they go, can never come back out. They say the fire burns all night because there is no day.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir. Lord, help me. My blank mind. I just want to sing that song. That's got a good message to it because hell is a place of real fire. And it's a place where we'll never get out of if we go. And I just... There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about. They say that people, when they go, can never come back out. Oh, help me. That's terrible.
Let them think about it a while, son. Keep singing that verse over. They'll never get out.
There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about. They say that people, when they go, can never come back out. A place of torment for lost souls who've turned the Lord away. They say the fire burns all night because there is no day. But I've escaped that awful place when Jesus saved my soul. And not one hair upon my head will into that place go. No, I don't have to worry since the Savior took my part. The only fire I'll ever feel is burning in my heart. Eternal life was given me when I was born again. The Lord applied His precious blood, and He cleansed me from my sin. He set a spark that satisfies my hungry soul's desire. And that tiny flame that's burning now will keep me from that fire. Yes, I've escaped that awful place when Jesus saved my soul. And not one hair upon my head will into that place go. No, I don't have to worry since the Savior took my part. The only fire I'll ever feel is burning in my heart. And I'd just like to thank the Lord again for that fire that He has put in my heart to serve Him. And one day I'll get to be with Him instead of in those flames.
That's good, brother. I'm glad you forgot it there for a while. Let them soak on it. That wasn't no accident. God, I was thinking tonight, boy, you better listen to what God's got on His mind tonight. You're not going to get by with what you think you are. You boys come on and sing. Well, I tell you right now, I appreciate him singing that. But hell, that's what I've had on my mind all day. He didn't know that, and I didn't know what he's going to. But I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to read the scripture about it after a while. I want to tell you right now, son, it's there is a hell. And by the way, you're not going to escape if you don't get saved. There's but one way out. That's to get born again. Now, I appreciate this fella being over here at the home. I hope the Lord will leave him here till Jesus comes. Or till this thing burns up or whatever's going to happen to it. I mean, whichever God wants, I'm for it. You say, well, ain't you scared of the fire? Not a bit. He just told you. That's God, they want a hair on my head burn. If I'm standing right in it, it'll still won't burn. Amen. You can't burn God's children. The only ones that's fireproof is the ones that's been born again. Not this little card signing crowd, but that crowd that got saved by the grace of God. Got born by the Spirit. Come on. You pray for these boys, they say. All right. By the way, he's got some tapes. He's got some tapes and some good songs on them. Maybe he wrote all of them. I guess he didn't help them.
Bless the Lord.
If you fail to reach heaven, enjoy the sweetness of a child. In the land of darkness, you'll miss their sweet smile. If you fail to reach heaven, you better stop to smell the rose. For in the place you're going, pretty flowers don't grow. But oh, you don't have to go. Jesus died for your pardon, and friend, he loves you so. He's prepared a place in heaven where the flowers ever bloom. Don't you want to go there? He's coming back soon. If you fail to reach heaven, you rejected the Son of God. How for you he suffered while on this earth he trod. If you fail to reach heaven, you'll remember each time he called. When you stand in judgment and it's coming to all. But oh, you don't have to go. Jesus died for your pardon, and friend, he loves you so. He's prepared a place in heaven where the flowers ever bloom. Don't you want to go there? He's coming back soon. If you fail to reach heaven, you rejected the Son of God. How for you he suffered while on this earth he trod. If you fail to reach heaven, you'll remember each time he calls. When you stand in judgment and it's coming to all. But oh, you don't have to go. Jesus died for your pardon, and friend, he loves you so. He's prepared a place in heaven where the flowers ever bloom. Don't you want to go there? He's coming back soon. Don't you want to go there? He's coming back soon.
Bless it.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all the healing stream flows. Calvary's mountain, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy find. Star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, helping, trusting ever, till the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be rest beyond the river.
I appreciate the cross tonight. I appreciate the blood. I want to read tonight in Acts chapter 2. I've got several places I'm going to read, but in Acts chapter 2, And in verse 22, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Now, Peter is talking to Israel, and I know, and you know that if you know anything about it much. But ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by the miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as yourselves know also, him being delivered by the determining counsel and foreknowledge of God have taken, and by wicked hands crucified him and slain him, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because he was not possible that he should be holden of it. The next chapter says, chapter 3, that verse 14, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder and to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, amen, whom God hath raised from the dead, amen, whereof we're witnesses. Now, I've read two accounts here tonight about what Peter said about killing the Son of God. Now, I want to talk to you tonight about you'll not escape it. You're guilty of murder. If you're not saved tonight, you're guilty. Not going to be judged, already judged. He that believeth is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light come in the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. God is not going to let you get by with killing his Son. I want you boys to listen tonight, and you girls that's going to hell. I want you to hear what I've got to say tonight. I mean, this may be your last chance. Might be the last time you'll ever hear anybody tell you about Jesus. Might be the last opportunity you'd ever hear or ever have. I mean, you can push it out of your mind if you want to. Try to think that you don't have to listen to it. But son, one day you will. And if you don't hear it tonight, you'll hear it at the judgment bar of God. When is it going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity in the everlasting fire? I mean, prepared for the devil and his angels. I mean, you say, well, preacher, but you said I was on trial. I'll get me a lawyer. The lawyer is your judge. The only lawyer that you could get a hold of is your judge. He would be your lawyer tonight if you saved. He's my lawyer. My lawyer is your judge if you're lost without God. Listen what it said over here in Romans chapter 8. The Bible said, if he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. I mean, God didn't spare his son. He delivered his son up for all. Now, I know that Peter was talking, and I know Paul's talking about Israel here. But I want to tell you something. Israel did not crucify the Lord. I mean, the Jews couldn't do it. They did not have the authority to do it. I mean, they turned him over to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles drove the nails in his hand, drove the spikes in his feet, put the crown of thorns on his brow, stuck the spear in his side. That's what the Gentiles done. That's what you done. And you're guilty of murder. And you shall not escape. The Bible asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect, put off so great a salvation? I mean, you cannot escape. I mean, you can sit around and think about, well, I'm not that bad. You crucified the Lord. By God, you killed Jesus. Whether you're guilty of anything else or not, you're born in sin. You're shaping in iniquity. And in sin did your mother conceive you. You came forth from your mother's womb speaking lies. And you ain't never told the truth since. I mean, you boys listen to me, and some of the rest of you better hear me tonight, because some of you listen tonight, oh, God help. I mean, you're so close to hell, it's pitiful. And you're lying to yourself, see? I mean, God said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they that testify me. And you know what testifying is? It's not just getting up here and saying a bunch of words. That's testifying is when you live like that you are a Christian. When you testify of something, it's not from your mouth altogether.
Amen.
I want to tell you right now, if I was going to hell tonight, I'd try to get saved.
Amen.
Bible said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Now this is talking about Israel, because they're God's elect. But it's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. Even is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you right now, he's the only one that can condemn you.
Amen.
I mean, he's the only one can justify you.
Amen.
I don't care what you do, who is he that condemneth? It's Christ. I mean, the Bible said, you're already condemned. You've had your trial. You don't have to have a jury.
Amen.
I mean, you don't have to have anybody else.
Amen.
God's done tried you because you killed his son.
Right.
Now, I want to tell you something else. I looked at these boys tonight, and I really appreciate them. I appreciate the young men that'll get up here and sing and not shake around and carry on and act stupid. I mean, really. I mean, get up here and sing. I mean, singing because they want to sing to the glory of God. They don't have to stick their hand up, stick their foot out. And my son come this morning and said, I want you to turn the TV on and listen to this bunch of singers. I said, I don't want to hear them. Oh, he said, they're good. I said, they ain't no good. And I mean, he said, well, they don't do all that stuff. I said, yes, they do. And before they got done the song, they was acting like a bunch of heathens. I said, listen, if somebody was to write a song about my boy that got killed, if somebody wrote a song about either one of them and balked and laughed and cheered and kicked and hollered and screamed and squalled because my son died, bless God, I'd do something about it. Now, I want to tell you right now, God is not pleased with this professional stuff and this put-on junk that these preachers and these singers and these churches are doing, clapping their hand. Let's give Jesus a hand. Why don't you give him your heart?
Amen.
We give our hands to Jesus and our heart to the devil. I mean, God's not in this new clapping for him. He wants you to get saved. He wants you to come now. For all things are ready.
Amen.
God's not interested in you making any show. He don't want you to put on. He wants you to come to him. He said, if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out.
Amen.
Son, I'm going to tell you right now, he's long-suffering to usward. Paul Peter said, not willing any perish, but it all come to repentance.
Amen.
I want to read over here again in Hebrews.
Amen.
For if we sin willfully in chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews. And I know this is to them too. Hebrews is to the Hebrews. I know that. But he said, if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. One time you ever find out that Jesus died for you, I mean, if you ever find out the knowledge of the truth, if you ever find out that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again the third day for your justification. You can do every good work you want to do. You can change your life. You can quit every sin that you're committing, and you'll still die and go to hell. Because if you sin willfully, you willfully reject the Son of God. And that's what you're doing tonight. You boys and girls that are lost and going to hell, men and women, whoever you are, that sit here tonight are listening to my tape on the radio or wherever you are. I mean, Lord God, you sit here acting like some of you yawning tonight and thinking, oh, I'm saved. Great God, if you're saved, you'd be scared to death tonight. You'd be praying for those sinners this boys are talking about in hell. I mean, listen, your dad and your mother probably going to hell and maybe already there praying for you not to come down here. That rich man prayed and said, God, don't let my brothers come here. I've got five brothers. You say, well, I'm not concerned about mine. No, I know you're not. But you're going right where they went. And that man had five brothers. He said, don't let them come to this place, for I'm tormenting this place of flame. And he said, if they hear not Moses neither and the prophets neither, will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. And I want to tell you right now, there ain't nobody coming back here to tell you how bad hell is. You either believe what this book says, or you'll die in your sins and go to hell, or you'll believe this book. And you'll get saved by the grace of God and go to heaven to live forever. But if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment, fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised, listen to this. He that despised Moses' law died under two or three witnesses. Amen. I mean, if you despise Moses' law, they took you out there and killed you, and you died under two or three witnesses standing there to watch you die. But listen, son, there's something bigger than that.
Right.
Of how much sore or greater punishment shall you be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and counted the blood of his covenant an unholy thing wherewith he was sanctified. Not you, but he was sanctified. Let me tell you something. I had a boy got killed right up yonder below Hill's department store in the yard. The grass died where he bled. I went up there. I would never walk across that. I didn't want anybody across that. I didn't want anybody to walk where the blood of my son, and he was only adopted. He wasn't my only begotten son, but he was my son adopted. I didn't want anybody to walk over where he had died. I mean, that spot is still sacred to me. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying. I mean, you're walking through the blood of Jesus, lying to yourself, saying, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. Lie like the devil, steal anything, lie anyway, do anything, act like hell out here and say, I'm going to heaven. Don't lie to yourself, boys. Don't sit there and look at me and think, well, I'm all right, preacher. I made a profession. You're going to hell anyhow. Don't matter if you did make one. Jesus said, you got to be saved. You got to be born again. Lord God, if this had been preached when I was a boy, everything in the church would either run out the high door or run to the altar. This much preaching would have convicted everybody in town. But you sit there like you don't know, and I doubt if you do. I mean, the Bible said as it was in the days of Noah, it'll be like that in the day of the coming of the Son of God. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. They didn't have sense enough to know that the judgment of God was coming. And here's a preacher preaching that the judgment of God's coming. There's a flood coming. They said, never has. Did that time. I preached to you the other night about the fire. Heaven is going to catch a fire. I preached to you. You didn't hear it. Because you ain't got no ears to hear. Amen. You're sitting there half asleep. Amen. I mean, great God, won't some of you boys go in there and wash your face? I mean, you stayed up all night, snuck around, live like the devil, sneak out at night, and then you come here to church half asleep, going to hell. And them old preachers, they told me, used to grab them by the throat and choke them. And I feel like doing that to some of you tonight. Choking you till you find out you're going to hell. Wake you up so you won't have to go.
If you seen a man out here in a burning car, wouldn't you try your best to keep him from burning? Wouldn't you do all you could to get him out? If you're sitting there looking at me like you're a dummy. Oh, God, help us. Bible said, how much sore punishment. You're trampling the blood of Jesus under your feet. I mean, walk through it from here to the church, to the house and back. Eat the food that God sends you. Wear the clothes that God gives you. And rebels against everything that everybody tells you that's come over here to work for you and to try to keep you out of hell and to try to keep clothes on your back, food on the table, and to keep you out of trouble. You don't respect anything. And tell me you're saved. Don't bring me that junk. I got saved and I was 15 and a half years old. And when I got saved, I had a respect for God and for the church. And I had a love for the church. I went to church every time the doors was open. And I mean, they whipped me for going to church. But I went anyway because I wanted to hear and I wanted to feel that good presence of God. And most of you have never tasted the Lord. You don't know anything about the goodness of God. You don't know that God's good. Lie to yourself. Going to hell speaking lies. Oh, listen. God said, be not deceived. I mean, every time he talked about his coming, he said, don't be deceived. Or he said, don't be ignorant. And boy, I think we're ignorant. And I think the most stupid crowd I've ever preached to is in this day. I mean, they sit there and look at you like a frog in a hailstorm with their notebooks out of writing and acting like, well, I'm a-getting something. No, you ain't. You're lying to yourself. The devil would like to take you to hell. He's on his way with you, honey. I mean, he's done got you. You're already condemned. You don't have to be condemned. You don't have to stand before God and give an account of your sins. I mean, you're just already in condemned. All you got to do, God just open the books up and show you that you are going to hell. And he'll open the books up and show you the reason you're going to hell. And I've opened the book tonight to show you why you're going to hell. And you're walking right over the blood of the Son of God. Amen. Counting it an unholy thing. Oh, ain't God good. Long suffering. Not willing any perish. Oh, God, help. I mean, you talk about mercy. Boy, you don't know what mercy's like. I mean, thank God. I'm glad I'm not God. Your heads would be out yonder in the street tonight. I'd knock them off. Even just thinking about you walking through the blood of the man that saved me. I don't appreciate that either. I mean, Jesus died for my sins. I'd have probably been in hell tonight if he hadn't have saved me. And I don't appreciate nobody acting stupid in the house of God or lying to yourself while I'm trying to preach or lying to yourself when you're out there. Come over here to prayer meeting, act like you're trying to get a hold of God. Grab your Bible every time I see you. Quit being religious. Great God, be yourself. If you're lost, be lost. I mean, when I was a boy, the lost was lost. Amen. They didn't mess around the church. Amen. They didn't try to play church. Amen. They didn't try to play religion. Amen. They didn't like that nothing went on to church. Amen. They stayed away till God got a hold of them. Amen. And then when they got saved, you couldn't pry them loose. Amen. Man, listen, I know the difference. But you've been living, and I'm not blaming all you boys and girls for this. You've lived in a generation that come up without any sense, knows nothing about God, knows nothing about the power of God, knows nothing about the Holy Ghost. And I was sitting in there telling Willie today, Holy Ghost is down here to convince a world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin. Because you don't believe on me. That's what he came for. And then he came to do the same about righteousness. Because he said, I go to my Father and you ain't going to see me no more. And some of you fellas are thinking, I'm going to see Jesus one day. But it won't be the same Jesus that I'm going to see in the same shape that I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him as my Lord and my Savior. You're going to see him with a big robe on as your judge and already condemned and telling you to depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. But then I was telling Willie, the Holy Ghost is not only here, but he's here for the saints. He's here to lead us and to guide us into all truths. But my God, if I'm sitting here at the pulpit tonight, and I'm sitting here, or I come in and here's another fella up here, big starched out dude, that's got a bunch of degrees, and they say, Brother Fred, we're going to let him preach tonight. You can go over there and sit down because he knows more than you do. And he's here to do some things that you haven't been doing. You know what I'd do? Wipe my feet off as a testimony and walk out of this church. That's exactly what you've done to the Holy Ghost. Most Christians have done that to the Holy Ghost. They don't want God to lead them. They don't want God to teach them. They don't want God to comfort them. We've lived in a pathetic world. Used to, when people got under burdens or got troubles, they got God to come on them. They went and prayed. But now they call some little sissy preacher that they're paying about $50,000 a year, and they call him over to comfort them. And he comes over with all them smooth words and enticing words and wisdom of men. And he says a lot of stuff that never comforts them. And the poor old Holy Ghost has to stand over there in the corner and say, oh, if he'd just get out of the way and let me in on him, I could help him. But the Holy Ghost don't have a chance. We've got too many in the pulpit today acting stupid, trying to be a comforter when God never made you a comforter. The Holy Ghost is the one who does it. So we got another Jesus. We got all them kind of things. But I want to read some more scripture. I got all this tonight after supper. You say you didn't study? Not when God gets on you. It ain't all the studying you do. It's how much you let him tell you. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. He said, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience, faith, and your persecution, tribulation that you endure. That's in verse 4. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God which ye also suffer. People don't even want to. I mean, they ain't going to suffer nothing. They blow out the first time you look cockeyed at one of them. I'm going home. I ain't going back to that. Go home and go on to hell. That's where you're going. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation on them that trouble you. Are you boys listening to me? Wake that up right there. And I want you to keep him awake tonight. Somebody sit up with him. Don't let him go to sleep all night long till he learns to stay awake in church. Keep him up tonight. I mean, keep him up and get him up before daylight in the morning and get him something to work with and put him out there to work. I don't care if it is raining. They tell me that you can still weed eat in the rain. So get him a raincoat, put him a weed eater around his neck, and bless God, stand there with a stick and make him do it till he learns how to go to bed and get up. Now, if he's got a problem, we'll take him to the doctor. Otherwise, I'll be the doctor. I mean, now listen, I'm talking about folks that trouble you. Like this little boy that had gas in his room, in his closet. Stupid enough to have a quart of gas ready to burn the house down and everybody in it. And you say, well, he didn't know any better. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. My God, he could have been in hell by now, burning.
Amen.
I thought about just going out here somewhere and cleaning off a big ring and putting me a great big place out there where it wouldn't catch him. And then just pour the gas around him where it wouldn't bother him. Let him stand in there for about an hour. Just keep pouring the gas on. Let him stand out there in a naked patch and find out what hell's like. I don't think any of you fellas ever woke up to believe anything. All you want to do is come to church, look at the girls, and the girls look at the boys and pass notes and raise hell. That ain't what you're here for. You're here to hear the word of God. That's what we brought you here for. I'm not feeding you so you can go to hell. I'm trying to keep you out of hell so you can go to heaven. I didn't build this thing to raise up a bunch of idiots. I built it to try to raise up a bunch of folks that know a little something about God and got a little gut and a little backbone. And if you don't want that, we'll send you somewhere that you want to go. Or maybe you don't want to go. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. You hear me? You that are troubling us, he said, you just rest. When the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. I want you to hear this. Look me straight in the eyes, every one of you, boys and girls both. He's coming in flaming fire. This is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8. In flaming fire. What's he coming for? To take vengeance on those that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And either you'll do that tonight or you'll go to hell. I guarantee you some of you will have your last chance tonight. And I'm not trying to scare you. But he's coming in flaming fire. Now, oh, listen, we've had it so nice. Some few years ago, 50, 60, 75 years ago, we got the rapture theory. Now, I believe the Lord's coming. Don't you ever think I don't, to get his people. But he's also coming to burn this outfit up. About 50 years ago, we got the rapture theory, 75 maybe. But I didn't know about it till about 50 years ago because I've been preaching 52 years this month. And it's about 4 years before I ever found it out. And we're going to get caught up in the rapture. Didn't know nothing about it. None of the churches knew nothing about it. Ain't this a smart age? They ain't got sense enough to get saved, and yet they know everything about what God's going to do. They ain't got sense enough to get in out of the fire, but they know everything that God's got set for them. Got a seven-year tribulation period, and then we're going to be out of here before that. Then he's going to come back here and reign for 1,000 years on the earth, and then Gentiles are going to get saved. That's a bunch of baloney. There ain't going to be no Holy Ghost here to get you saved. You'll either get saved when the Holy Ghost is around, or you'll go to hell when it leaves out of here. Man, listen, and besides that, I've asked them where you're going to put them. Get them saved, you can't put them in the kingdom because they're not kingdom folk. And you can't put them in the church because the church ain't going to be here. When Jesus comes to get his church, he's taking his body out. And there ain't no other body that you can stick them in. Amen. Except hell.
Amen.
And don't just sit there and look, say, preacher, that's terrible. It sure is. Amen. He's coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God and obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have to obey nobody. You don't have to. But you will one day.
Amen.
Bible said that the name of Jesus one day, every knee's going to bow. God. I'm glad I got my bowing done back down the road about 60 years ago. Thank God for the day I bowed and said I'm a sinner. Well, I want to tell you right now, I'd rather bow then and to bow one day at a burning white throne judgment of God when yonder's a lake of fire waiting on you, and all you've got to do is just stand there with nothing to say, speechless.
Amen.
You ain't going to tell God, well, the preacher didn't tell me, I'm telling you tonight.
Amen.
Well, he never cared. I do care. If I hadn't cared, I'd have probably had half of you beat to death for junk like putting gas in your closet. That's stupid. I mean, that ain't even being smart. Right?
Amen.
I mean, a 3-year-old ought to know better than that. That somebody could come by and set that in the fire and not know what it was. Blow up the house. God's house.
Amen.
Oh. Don't. You know. Boy, I mean, you little fool. Oh, God. You're so sickly. Pitiful. Really.
Amen.
I mean, I'm stupid. But I ain't that dumb. Well, I've been to school. I've been up north. I'm from up. I don't care if you're from hell. You need to get saved.
Amen.
And some of you might be from there. I don't know. There is some folks coming out of the bottomless pit.
Right.
There is.
Amen.
I mean, son, you ought to read that book of Revelation. I don't know nothing about it. But it'll scare the fire out of you, buddy. Somebody said, oh, you know, it's going to start hailing. They done found it out. Somebody read the other day. I thought a talent weighed 50 pounds. Somebody told me it's 100 and something. Huh? 100 pound. Hail balls, 100 pound. Gonna fall. Fire gonna fall out of heaven and scorch men. Why, you say that ain't so. You ought to read about Sodom and Gomorrah and that crowd. Best God, it rained fire and brimstone, burnt them up, didn't it? And old Abraham standing out there on the hill watching it, seeing the smoke. Why, you say, preacher, I thought God was a loving God. He is. But he loved his son, too. He loved his son, turned his back on his son to get you in. But if you don't want in, bless God, he can turn his back on you and turn to his son and say, go ahead. Put it on him. I mean, you can't accuse God not being a loving God. I mean, to let you live, he's pretty loving, ain't he? To let you be able to breathe, that's pretty loving, ain't it? To walk through the blood of his son day in and day out. Go over here and eat his food or down there at the girl's house or wherever and eat the food and breathe God's air and let you live. And you walking through the blood, counting an unholy thing, saying and doing despite to the spirit of grace.
Amen.
And thinking, well, if God sent me to hell, I got a reason to deny him. Well, you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
You're just a dust worm of the earth right here and you're going to be wiggling in hell the rest of your eternity. You know what you'll be like when you go to hell? A snake. Bible said, when a worm dieth not, and the fire is never quenched. And you'll have all your senses, but you'll have a body like the devil. He one time walked upright, but now God told him, said, you'll crawl on your belly. Rest of your life, you'll wiggle your way through this thing. He's been wiggling ever since. But he's wiggled into your mind and into your soul. And you've listened to TV and rock music. And you've lived in the fantasy world and thinking, boy, you know, them folks in Hollywood sure is smart. No, they're just as dumb as you are. They're all going to hell if they don't get saved. I'm going to read it one more time. I'm going to let you go home. He's coming in flaming fire, verse 8. Taking vengeance on those that know not God, to be not the gospel of the Lord Jesus, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Are you listening to me? Look up here and hear me good. You know how long everlasting is? There's no end to it.
Amen.
Everlasting destruction. It's got a beginning, but no end. Your beginning is when you're cast in hell. That's your beginning of everlasting destruction. And you'll never get out. That boy sung that a while ago. So he didn't know I was going to preach this. I didn't know he was going to sing that. Lord God, listen. Isn't God trying to get something over to you? Ain't God trying to say something to somebody tonight? When you hear the fellow got up and kept singing about hell and kept telling you about it. And then I got up here and preached it to you, and I read it out of the King James Bible. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Amen. From the presence of God forever. Amen. You can't cry out to God for nothing. You'll never see God. You'll never be with God. Amen. And you'll never have none of God's people around you. You'll never get a drink of water for eternity. Amen. You say, that would be awful. Sure. But you see, God done this. He prepared hell for the devil and his angels. And if you go there, you're going to be living in the devil's house.
Amen.
It's not yours.
Amen.
How would you like to live off of somebody else the rest of your eternity? That's what you're going to do.
Amen.
If you go to hell, that's where you're going to live. But I'm glad that God's got a place in my Father's house.
Amen.
That I'll live forever. He prepared that, and I go and prepare a place for you. He prepared that for me and you. Now let me hurry up and I'm going to close. He shall punish with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all of them that believe because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. Paul said, you believed our testimony. So you're going to be admired. But if you don't believe it, you'll go to hell.
Amen.
Wherefore we pray always for you, that our God might count you worthy of this calling and fulfill the good pleasure of His goodness in the work of faith with power. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now I'm going to let you stand up. Please. If you don't want to go home, you can come up here and pray and somebody will pray with you. But if you want to go with the house, shun all of this, shake it off, lie to yourself, say I'm saved. Wouldn't come to church if you didn't have to. Never come to pray. Don't come to do nothing. Never want to sing a song to God's glory. Don't want to ever testify to what the goodness of God's done. Man, this world is lying. And you see, the Bible said, now I will try my best to close. The Bible says, because they wouldn't believe the truth, listen, God will send a strong delusion. And you believe a lie and be damned because you wouldn't believe the truth. You see, that may be something that's wrong with some of you.
Amen.
Oh, God, help. Wouldn't that be awful to have boys and girls here going to hell that can't believe the truth because they believed a lie so long that they're damned because they wouldn't believe the truth? Now, you boys, listen to me. Look straight. Look up here. And you girls, look up here. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, I've preached you the truth tonight out of my heart. Preach what God put on me. Not what I hatched up about it. Told you what God told me to tell you. Now I'm going to tell you something. If you don't believe this tonight, you may get a delusion. Strong delusion.
Amen.
And you might believe a lie and be damned the rest of your life thinking I'm okay. Thinking I'm all right. Thinking, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'd be scared to death. If I didn't know I was saved, didn't know I'd been born again, I wouldn't go out of here tonight. I wouldn't leave it. I'd stay here all night and pray till I got some help, if God had let me. Let's bow your head, close your eyes. We're going to pray in just a moment. But I wonder if you'd be honest with yourself and with God and say, preacher, I've been lying to myself. I know I'm not saved, and I know that I'm lying to myself. I know I'm just trying to put on in front of all you, but I'd like for you to pray for me tonight. I'm going to hell. I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else, raise your hand. My God, it's awful, God bless you, to know that you're going to hell and could do something about it if you just let God have his way. Kim, play me just one little verse on the piano. Oh, I appreciate you raising your hand. And if I was able, I believe I'd stay up and pray for you tonight. Just think. Right out of this home and right out of this church and right out of this place, you're going to march into hell. You want to come up here and pray, we'll let you pray and somebody will pray with you. You raise your hand and you say, preacher, I want you to pray. Are you really interested? Just as I am, you don't have to straighten up. You don't have to do anything but just come like you are. Lost, going to hell without God, without hope. I'm not going to keep you long. Our Heavenly Father, I realize that I've given the opportunity, and I realize that the Holy Ghost is done here before I got here. He's the one laid this on my heart. I know that, God. And I'm here because I want to see these fellas saved. And I want you to move on their hearts. Don't let them go to hell for Jesus' glory. Please, God, stop them at any cost, whatever it is. Whatever it takes, whether it's sleepless nights, whether it's they get so they can't eat, or whatever the case may be, get them under Holy Ghost conviction and keep them there till the Holy Ghost does the work they need done in their heart. Now, Lord God, bless this church, and may we all get a burden for souls that are lost without God. Bless them on the foreign fields, all of those that are getting saved by the thousands over there. This little crowd over here don't want God. They're poor over there. They don't have anything. But they need God, and they know it. This crowd's got so much, they don't care nothing about God. This country's like that. God, help us tonight. God, help us to wake up, find out all this stuff's going to burn might shortly. God, help us to find out that whatever we got in this world ain't going to be worth a thing when the fire of God falls and heaven catches a fire. Be with us as we go home and watch us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.